I dreamt last night of a depot camp on the old Penobscot stream. It's noted for its good men and McNally's pork and beans. It lies along an old tote road nearby the Canadian line. It's there you'll see the toters tote in hay, rain and sunshine. They tote in all the flour and beans, the grain and all the straw. Our beef, it comes from Bangor, Maine, and some from Canada. They take it to our good cook, Lou, who cooks it in a pot and serves it on the table while it is nice and hot. They tote in all the flour and beans, the grain and all the straw. Our beef, it comes from Bangor, Maine, and some from Canada. They take it to our good cook, Lou, who cooks it in a pot and serves it on the table while it is nice and hot. We have stew, too, that is made by Lou. It's made for me and you, too. We find it on the table when our day's work we get through. We do that stew, too, that is made by Lou. It's made for me and you. He cooks it in a great large pot for Jim McNulty's crew. Now in my dream 1 year had passed, I studied out once more to see if I could find that camp was built by the Golden Shore. We went by the way of Kennedy, inquired of all we'd meet. They'd show us the way to the depot camp. Was built by old St. Pete. They shook their head in silence till one man he told me, you might get some information to call on St. Zachary. We went up to St. Zachary and Zachary wasn't at home. And then on to St. Francis and he sent us to St. Combe. That good man where was to guide us when the cookie turned out scream. We woke right up in the depot camp and found it all a dream.